It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Hey, good morning. I don't really sound like Ken D. Foster because I'm not Ken D. Foster. I'm Julie Potiker, and it's so fun for me to take his show over today. I feel like I'm wearing a different superpower cape. He's out on vacation with his kids and grandkids, and we're wishing him well, and I'm hoping I do him justice today. We have an unbelievable guest on today. Imagine how rich life would be if you felt mentally clear, emotionally balanced, and spiritually inspired every day. How much good could you do if your body always felt strong? Where would you travel, or who would you help if you had plenty of money? How grounded would you be if you had a conflict-free partner relationship that nourished you? Carol Tuttle, best-selling author of Remembering Wholeness, has found that a truly affluent life is rich in six areas: spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, and in relationships. Her newest book, which I read last week and is amazing, is called Mastering Affluence. She guides readers through six simple lessons, one for each area, to clear away long-standing patterns of struggle and replace them with ease and joy. Mastering Affluence doesn't just help its readers feel optimistic about having a better life, it guides them through a personal process to actively create one. Readers who follow Carol Tuttle's six lessons and complete the activities throughout will come to the end of this book with their lives changed. Oh my goodness, Carol, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks. That was beautiful. I think that's the best introduction and overview of the book I've ever heard.
Yay!
That was really remarkable.
Yay! Good morning. Where are you? Are you in Utah?
Yeah, my home base is Utah, up in the mountains.
So I have so many questions for you, but first I have to tell you that I am like Carol Tuttled. I am Tuttled.
Oh, thank you.
I watched your videos. I'm Tuttled. I'm Tuttified. I actually tried to figure out my energy type, and maybe you can help.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, I was like dressing. I will talk all about you for the listeners, because there could be one person on the planet that doesn't already know who you are. I'm not sure, because you got a big following, if there's anybody that doesn't already know who you are. But there might be one person.
Well, yeah, if you're into my niche, my genre, good chance you've heard of me. If not, then there's so many options in today's world to who to follow, who to listen to. You know, it's bigger and broader than ever.
So I just want to jump in with you, okay? Because when people hear the word affluence, you know what they're thinking of, right? They're thinking of a big house and a nice car. Tell us what you mean by that word.
Well, as you know, you can observe people pretty closely that have high profile lives, that have a lot of money, have the big houses, have a lot of cars. And yet I started to note many, many years ago that it seemed that if they were successful in one area, there seemed to be gaps or issues in others. It was like, is there anybody that can achieve a state of kind of balance and joyful status of their life in these different areas of life that include money, that include relationships? What about their health? You know, you take someone like Steve Jobs, who was a massive influencer in changing the way we interact on this planet. You know, he changed our culture dramatically for the good.
Totally.
It's a longstanding change that will grow from there. But you know, we all know he died very, very young. That possibly his quest for what he did paid a toll on his body. And so to me, being in a position of influence and being given the chance to teach and influence others, I take very seriously what I do. And I feel that I've been given a chance to learn these lessons so that I can teach them by literally dealing and being confronted by challenges and struggles in each of those six areas. I've passed through difficult times in each of them. And my goal and my ambition was always to, I believed in wellness, I believed in potential, and yet it took my commitment and practice of certain things. It wasn't going to just show up for me. I had to keep choosing it in kind of what I call the minute details of your life. You know, what thought am I allowing myself to think right now? What perception am I taking in this world? Am I, you know, one of my practices is, I'm not a real active person on social media for personal reasons. It's pretty much just my family, but I'm very active for business reasons. But I did notice that if I was following somebody and I started to pass judgment on their life choices, it was time to unfollow. It was like, you know what? I don't want to be practicing that. I don't want to have that. I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm condemning someone because I don't agree with their choices, because they're free to do whatever they want.
What did that do to you energetically? And I want you to explain what you mean by being an energy healer. And you started with Reiki and also EFT, right?
Yeah. The most common experience people have with a vibrational state of being is their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You can identify you're in a more open, clear, higher vibration when you're feeling good, when you're feeling joy, peace, love. We yearn for those feelings. That's a big reason people get addicted to substances, because those provoke states of being, and yet they're ultimately not functional states of being. They're facades. And so we want to feel good. That's an innate quality that humans are just basically set up for. We prefer to feel good than feel lousy. We don't like feeling pain. We don't like feeling depression. We don't like feeling anger can give a false sense of power. So it's a little tricky, but in most people's cases, if you're a civil human being, you'll regret the anger if it gets the best of you.
Yeah, and well, it usually makes people disconnect, and then that's painful because we want to connect because we're primates. I mean, I look at this from a whole nother angle, because I teach people how to deal with difficult emotions, how to feel them, how to acknowledge them.
How to allow yourself.
Exactly, rain.
So right. The vibration that, you know, our sort of God-given vibration of wellness is built into us, and yet we have a lot of things causing interference and taking that out, so we aren't stabilized in it. So I try for, you know, over 30 years I was introduced to this potential. I started to, my quest in life was to arrive at that place that I could sustain it in these different areas of life and be able to practice it as a lifestyle, which I am able to do now because I have a lot of skill sets that support me in that. And I've been through a lot of challenges that actually set me up to make a choice. You know, my husband and I have had a very difficult relationship through the years, and we've both come to a place that we now know how to create a very affluent relationship. That didn't come by just falling into it. It came by our commitment to it.
Yeah, well, I remember reading how hard you guys worked together to make your marriage fulfilling romantically and physically. That was very intimate detail that you shared with the world.
Oh,
and
nice.
I think a lot of people could allow them to do that work by you coming out like that.
No, thank you. I think people think that there's we come to a place where we feel the bigger schematics of life, the bigger story is kind of in chaos and disarray. And how do you choose, you know, how can you be happy when it's not that we have, I don't think we have more terror. We have a different quality of it that's reached a place of intimacy in our day-to-day life, because it's different than just a warring time. There's people that are not well that are making decisions that are harmful to people.
So, Carol. Hold that really good thought, because we have to go to a commercial, and then I want to come right back to you.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Or maybe your host is Julie Potiker and not Ken D. Foster. Could be today, listeners. Okay, we've got Carol Tuttle on the line from Utah, and I just need to say that caroltuttle.com is an enormous brand, and when you go to it, you can find all different courses that you can take, and a lot of them are for free, which I thought was like a real gift and blessing that she's bestowing upon humanity. So thanks so much for that, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. I want people to really, in my... what I'm about is that people settle. They think they can't have what they desire, which is to feel good. More than anything, people want to feel good. I think that's even starting to get ahead of the desire for more money. Money gives us choices, but it doesn't help us feel good ultimately. And so as we've come into this kind of stretch of our time period of going, you know, there's a lot for us to be informed with. There's a lot coming at us. What do I really want? It's causing people to kind of go back to their roots and say, what's really most important to me? Feeling good and being able to make a difference in the world are two top priorities. But if you don't feel good and you have issues that are either physical in your relationship, you've got depression, you've got, you know, your thoughts get the best of you. All of these aspects of yourself are changeable. You can make changes. My life is just proof of that because I was met with so many difficult phases to move through, but I believed in that option. I believe that we were designed for something that of the potential of well-being, that my faith in God and my desire to kind of put it to the test was part of the experience for me. And I want people to know that you have that choice, but you do need to be guided and taught how to create that. It's not going to happen just by accident. It's a
right. So what does it
make?
What does it take, Carol? What does it take for someone to completely heal? I mean, you talk about clearing these old stories. Can you explain
right.
that? Can you take me through a hypothetical?
Let's just say you live in a situation where you do have depression and it's a good chance it's generational. You aren't the first one in your family to deal with this. So there's some genetic influences there, but there's also a pattern that's been set into motion. And we call those energy patterns, that it becomes the status quo for your family story. And so a lot of us are stuck in a family story that no one's ever altered or kind of woke up in and said, I'm going to choose and create something else. That's really true for money as well. Mm-hmm. That you were told a lot of things by your parents. You run a lot of subconscious and conscious beliefs around the lack and limitation of money, how money's worldly, it's not spiritual, it's greedy to want more. And yet, when you just take away all of that, it's a tool. It's a useful tool that gives us choices and improves the quality of our life. And so the work that I'm doing is taking people through these processes through tapping, EFT, and a lot of audio trainings that we're actually now saying, I'm going to clean up these old programs. I'm going to get rid of them because they're not serving me. They're not helping me create the life I choose to have. And I'm going to now train my mind to think in a way, and I'm going to use my emotional body, this powerful force of energy, to now start to feel good. I'm not going to wait till life shows up so I feel good. I'm going to choose to feel good so life shows up in response to feeling good.
Okay, so it's
a reversal of how people think.
Right.
Life works.
So you just made a comment. You said emotional body, and I want to ask you to elaborate on that, because I learned from tuttling myself that we have four energy bodies that are all vibrating at different levels in the world of Carol Tuttle. So it's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, we have. They're supposed to be integrated and working as a holistic system. Too often, though, there's a dissociation between these systems that are both of an anatomical quality and also a vibrational, sort of like the non-physical quality. Your spiritual experiences with the divine as you know it, within an aspect of a heavenly force, that there's powers outside of you that are influencing our experience here. Most people have anything from a very a construct of a religious belief to just being spiritual, but you have that experience. And we come from, just in our heredity, we come from religion having the biggest presence in cultures. So it was used, religious/spirituality was sort of used to oppress us as a humanity. You may still have some of those tailings going on that you want to clean up. It's like everybody has that history. And so that's a generational piece that you would benefit from clearing, because it's in your, what I call your inner world experience.
So how would you clear it? Let's say your family, a big portion of them was incinerated in the Holocaust, and you don't know whether that's working in your DNA or your energy in some way, but it happens to be a fact and you know about that. How would you go about clearing that?
You would first identify with that to say, is it accurate to say that I'm at risk of being, is my life at risk because of my ethnicity or my religious affiliation?
So the answer would be no.
In today's world, no.
Right.
No, but do you have fears that you have a fear of moving forward, that there's threats, that something's going to take you out, that you have to watch your back, that you get triggered when people give you any kind of feedback that might be challenging what you want to do. See, suddenly your day-to-day experience has this sort of irrational response emotionally based on the fact you still carry this old energy that your family has never been. You kind of like, you got to account for what happened so you can clear it out so you're not vulnerable to your modern day experience that interprets in those ways. And people are like, really, it's very enlightening to them to go, wow, yeah, I do feel that. I do feel fear of moving forward. I feel threatened by others' feedback. I feel like I'm going to make a mistake and I have to watch my back and make sure I don't do anything wrong. That'd be a modern day event that is connected to my ancestors died because of their belief system.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So interesting. And maybe people don't even know to look, that might be an issue to clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So they'll say things like, my clients, I have a website called the Carol Tuttle Healing Center that's actually associated with my book, Mastering Affluence. I I take you through what I call clearing sessions using tapping, where we're actually putting a voice to those fears, current ones, ones in your family system that are just held at a subconscious level. And as you speak and you're doing this tapping exercise, you're actually opening the energy to clean up. It's like a detoxification of your energy and your your thoughts, your emotions, your physical body carries toxic energy that are limiting beliefs and repressed emotions. The body takes that on. So we're cleaning up this energy body that you are constructed of. And then you're able to inject your own intent and desire with, well, now I'm going to choose to create this. So you're able to form new neural pathways, train your emotions to operate in more states of joy and well-being. So you're no longer going to be triggered by things. You'll be able to look back and go, I remember when that used to really take me out. Now I'm like, fine. And I don't even attract people challenging me or you're criticizing me because I no longer put that signal out into the world.
So that's a very concrete tool that you just mentioned. And I want to reiterate that people can find it if they go to the Carol Tuttle Healing Center. And that's an online membership thing that you have in one of the slew of Dressing Your Truth, Energy Profiling, the Carol Tuttle Healing Center, the lifestyle online thing you have. I even noticed you had Dressing Your Truth for Men on there.
Yes, that that's a different body of work that is a part of my healing offerings. That the four energy types are a part of, they're kind of the baseline of who we are, that we express a certain nature very innately in our being that we're born with, that then comes through our personality, our thought and feeling processes, our behaviors.
Okay, hang on, we're breaking again. Do you have time to come back on for one more little couple minutes? Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate your interest. I love it. Thank you.
Sure.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? Go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
And Julie Potiker, because Ken D. Foster's not here in the studio. We're having fun with Carol Tuttle. And soon, I'm going to bring Kara Potiker, same last name, because she came out of me 24 years ago, on as a guest. But I want to ask Carol a couple more questions, even though I'm not supposed to have you for all these segments. This is just so interesting. I want to talk to you about the energy profiling, because that's a big part of what that's a big part of what you do. And You have it on your website for free, and so I tried to energy profile myself, and I was thinking, first I was thinking I was a one, and then I was thinking I was a two, and then I realized, no, maybe I'm a three. So could you explain that, kind of just, I don't know if you have an elevator pitch for this, like a 2-3 minute?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, okay, go.
Yes, very quickly. There's four qualities of movement we each lead with. They're universal in nature, and they influence these different expressions in us. It's deeper than personality. When we're living true to it, it actually will express through our personality. If our parents weren't able to validate it and nurture it properly, we can be indirectly taught to be in conflict with it. And so that to me is a very core base thing to get in alignment with consciously, so you understand that these are your gifts, not your flaws. For example, and I'll go through them real quick. This is my real quick overview of them. Type one is an upward light buoyant movement. Ellen DeGeneres is my textbook type one. She lives it. She's just expressive in it. She lives true to her type in every way. She puts a smile on your face. She lifts your energy up, and she's very animated and light and free. Type two is a softward, subtle movement. It has a quality of calming you, of bringing peace to you, of connecting with you in the heart. Someone well known that Mother Teresa was a type two, very much about establishing peace. Her presence here brought peace and calmness. Type three is a push forward dynamic movement with more kind of an intensity and progressive quality. And it has the ability to create a result because of the force it has. Got a lot of type threes that are well known. Our president currently is a type three.
Okay, we're not going there, Carol.
Forward. Well, it's just for people. You can use this tool without then a judgment whether you agree with the politics
okay,
or not.
Okay, I can't do
it
that.
Helps you understand. It helps you understand that people move this way naturally.
Okay,
that's what I love about it. Even if I can't align, if I can or cannot align myself with someone, I can appreciate the fact they're moving how they're designed to move.
Okay. Niagara and Falls.
I have a choice then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a choice then whether I choose to align with that. But I at least don't have to judge that piece of it. That's the beauty of it. I'm glad. And that's one reason
cool.
I do align it with that, because there is a lot of judgment and misunderstanding if people don't have this information. You
okay.
can be criticizing a coworker.
Right. Okay, type four.
Living their truth.
I just boomeranged you. Type four. Okay.
Type four is a very straightforward, linear movement with a very black and white experience of the world, a very analytical experience of the world, and has a quality of understanding the bigger picture, perfecting things. And a type four, a lot of your supermodels are type fours, a lot of your Keanu Reeves is a type four, very textbook type four. You've got Winona Ryder's a type four. You've got, the star of the most recent star in Star Wars. She's a type four. Lots and lots of type fours in the public eye.
Okay, that is so interesting. I still don't know what type I am, but I love it.
It's very, at first glance, you get a lot of ahas from it, but it's a body of work you can study very deep and broad that it will improve your self-opinion. It will boost your confidence very quickly. I have a dressing program aligned with it that will bring out your beauty and help you see get rid of the shame you reference towards yourself, especially for women. It will improve your parenting. It will improve every relationship you're in, because there's a understanding that now can be that you filter the world through to go, they're not trying to annoy me.
That's just their type. Maybe it's just the
exactly.
way you were born. Maybe it's just the way
right.
you
it
talk.
You,
it's just your type.
It gives you, that's why my one book is called It's Just My Nature.
Ah.
It's Just My Nature.
Maybe
and
it's
again,
just
there's
the way
accountability
you talk.
Here. I'm not suggesting people use it for misbehaving in the
no,
world.
Of
it's
course.
Like, no. You know, especially you're type three. That doesn't give you the right to blow up at somebody and get really fiercely angry. It gives you the awareness to say, I have a tendency for certain things
mm-hmm.
that I need to manage now. As a type one, that doesn't give you the right to drop the ball and distract yourself and disconnect as you know, you're kind of like, oh, look, a bird over there. And you're not really committed to what you agreed to.
All three of my kids
have that tendency.
All three of my kids have ADHD, so I don't know if that makes them all type one. But Kara just pointed at herself in the studio. My daughter, who's here,
that's a broad. They've broadened the diagnostic spectrums by a lot in the last 10 years. So yeah, that would have been years ago. It very likely was a type one, but there's a lot of variables now in those diagnostic spectrums, so I can't say for sure that's the case anymore.
Well, listen, I can't.
Type,
I can't thank you enough. I want to make sure that everybody listening knows about your brand and your website, and you're even selling essential oils. And I'm going to order some and get in the bathtub and continue to tuddle myself. Oh, that sounds so obscene. Wow. I don't know if anybody else ever said that.
I do have a guarantee.
Ken Foster's going to kill me. It's his show, and wow. Okay, I take that back what I just said, but I am going to buy some essential oils, and I will use them in the bathtub.
That's a good usage. Good application use.
Okay, thank you so much.
CarolTuttle.com is the easiest place to go that will connect you in my world.
Okay, awesome.
CarolTuttle.com.
Thanks so much, Carol. Take care. Have a great one.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster. A glimpse of you.
What you were just listening to was Whisper Girl, and hopefully we're going to get to hear more of that grooving music.
Hello.
Welcome, Whisper Girl, Kara Potiker.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Whisper Girl, please, and tell me about content partners. What's going on in your world?
Whisper Girl is an indie electro duo local to San Diego, and I've been writing Whisper Girl music for about 5 years now. I started on an acoustic guitar, and then I met multi-instrumentalist and producer Patrick Haney, and we turned those songs into electro jams, and now we're playing around town. We've been getting a good response, and I'm really super happy to be integrated in the scene.
If somebody wanted to find that music and listen to it, how would they do it?
You can find Whisper Girl, W-S-P-R-G-R-L. It's a little funky. On Spotify.
What happened to your vowels? Where'd they go? You dropped your vowels.
I'm trendy. I'm on trend these days. Like all the kids are doing.
Oh, you millennials.
Oh, I know.
So say Whisper Girl again for the old people that are listening. How would they find it?
W like William. S like Sally. P like Paul. R-G-R-L. I'm not going to keep going.
Okay, so Whisper Girl, you can find that.
You can find that on any online streaming service. That song that was just played is not released yet, though, so that was a very exclusive sneak peek.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And there's an album called something, is it?
I have an album called Endless Winter on Bandcamp. You can find that at whispergirl.bandcamp.com. And I have an EP called Solar Return and a single on Spotify and other online platforms.
What's an EP?
It's a 3-song to 7-song compilation.
Like a little mini album?
Yeah, like a little mini album.
Cool. And do you have any videos?
I have one video that's in queue to be released that I filmed in Hawaii. Very spacey and tropical, but dark and spiritual. Actually kind of ties into what you were just talking about.
In what way?
When you were talking about being tuddled.
Okay, I shouldn't have said that. But in what way? What do you mean, hon?
It is basically a contrast of the light and dark in one's personality, the yin and yang.
Oh.
And I explore that in the video. It's filmed on the Big Island in Kauai. And in one portion of the video, I'm in all white and I'm exploring the light and the spiritual. And in the other segment of the video, I'm in all black. And it's basically a commentary on how you need to have those two energies in perfect balance to be able to be a whole person and reach a higher vibration.
Wow.
The song is called Higher.
That's really cool.
Thank you. I have a DIY hidden venue in City Heights called San Diego Content Partners. We keep it on the down low. Because
this is another millennial thing, listeners. DIY.
It's
do it yourself. Like, we know that that's like how you're going to build your garage. We don't know. We don't know it as in it's a cool place to go listen to music, but it's sort of a secret. But yet people show up. How does that work?
People text or direct message. That's another millennial thing on Instagram or Facebook. Me or a couple of other people that I have helping me run the space, like Reese Withrow and Sal, people message us. We don't actually have an official page for it. And they ask for the address and we send it to them. And somehow it gets around town and people show up for these shows. And it's kind of like a house party.
And you're running this thing.
I am.
That's so cool, Kara.
Thank you.
So what kind of bands come and play there? Do you find the bands?
I find the bands and my friends find the bands. A lot of people actually know about us through word of mouth. And so they'll email us with booking inquiries and we'll check out their music. And they usually have a full lineup in mind. And we book their events for them. We do a door split. I also have a recording studio connected to the space. So right now, actually, what I'm working on is creating a resource for women in the industry that are local to have a place to go without the quote unquote male approval switch.
Yay.
And I want women to be able to come and actualize their vision without feeling uncomfortable or feeling like they need some sort of, like I said, I'm being redundant, but male approval to be able to really get the product that they desire.
Well, you're not being redundant. I think it's wonderful. And I think it could be said 12 times. That women are really stepping into their light, into their power, into their energy, and helping other women.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. We have to band together.
And in every area of society, this is going on now, and it's a gorgeous thing.
I totally agree.
I love it.
So I'm happy that I get to be a part of it in some way. And as a woman in the industry, I've had my struggles with feeling like my vision was inferior in some way to a man that I was working with. And so, yeah, I want to be able to support women and their vision.
That's so great.
Thank you.
So you turned me on to this place called A Ship in the Woods last year. And it was this place in Escondido that's actually its own little nonprofit because you were volunteering there.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing a retreat for them. And I think that they're really cool. What do you think's cool about them?
They are an artist incubator and they facilitate very interesting conversations, multidisciplinary events. They're very unique in the city. And their property's gorgeous. It's basic, even if you're not doing a retreat there, visiting the property is like being at a retreat, even just wandering around.
Yeah, they're on a couple acres, right?
Yeah, it's like a very rich and vibrant piece of land. So they're really awesome. I'm actually collaborating with Leanne from A Ship in the Woods on this Content Partners Safe Space for Women.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
She's the deputy director now of A Ship in the Woods.
Yeah,
with Nikos. Mm-hmm. They're a very cool team.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a beautiful property. It's a great place. They're working on a lot of community outreach right now that I think is going to be extremely beneficial to the community. And I'm really excited that you are leading a retreat there.
Yeah, I'm doing my second retreat for them. This one is called Relax, Restore, Renew.
All right. And last one was Gray Matter.
Right. This is a mindfulness retreat to benefit one of their programs, which is the Living Classroom program. And what I'm really excited about was I found this other woman who's also donating her time, and she's phenomenal. Her name is Nicole, like Nicole, only with an M. She says people always think it's a typo. Nicole Noble, and she's a senior teacher at the Chopra Institute.
Wow.
So she teaches all the Vedic stuff. So she's going to be able to do the primordial sound meditation and gentle yoga. And then I'm going to do what I do, which is all the mindful methods for life stuff, which we can talk about a little bit in the next segment so that people can get an understanding of what it is I do when I do my gig. So I'll have 3 hours and she'll have 3 hours and we'll have like a delicious lunch in between and it'll be a gorgeous day. And that's on a Sunday in September, September 8th at A Ship in the Woods. And hopefully they'll have it on their website right now. So let's see if we can put some of your music back on as we roll into this
Sounds
break.
Sounds transformative.
Yes.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
You know you have it, the potential for a more rewarding life, a life that matters. But how do you get there? The answer is in a best-selling book by the coach of the successful and wealthy, Ken D. Foster, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Awaken Your Hidden Genius and Transform Your Life. With this powerful yet amazingly simple daily guide, your future is in your hands. You will be empowered to unlock your potential, bring out your true gifts, increase your wealth, and take your life and business to a new level. Get your life-transforming copy of Ken D. Foster's The Courage to Change Everything by going to couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. Quite frankly, there's no other book like this. Imagine what your life could be like if you had at your fingertips the success principles to create the life you've always wanted. Are you ready to live your dream? go to couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
And instead of Ken D. Foster, Julie Potiker. I love saying that every time. It's so fun. I'm here in the studio with Whisper Girl, Kara Potiker.
Hello.
We're having a great time talking about all the good work she's doing in the community.
Well, I'd like to hear more about the great work that you're doing in the community, because you are creating quite a name for yourself. I'm very proud as your daughter.
Oh, that's so sweet. So I'm teaching a lot, and I really love it. I've found, I guess it's sort of like a calling to help people live with less suffering and more ease. So the retreats that I'm doing and the classes that I'm doing are basically teaching people how to meditate, and then they're also giving them tools like taking in positive mental states and pushing them to neural traits, which is experience-dependent neuroplasticity. You know, Rick Hansen's like my favorite teacher, and it's his work that I did the training in, and it's so that you make little happy bridges in your brain. And I have to tell you, every time I listen to your music, I'm making happy bridges.
Oh, I have to say the transformation that you've made from my childhood to my adulthood is unbelievable. This work works. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm sort of like the poster child from being a depressed person to being a happy person. So that's cool. And I'm sorry that I didn't have these tools when you were little.
Oh, don't, you were the best. Don't apologize.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have them now, though, for your own sake.
Yeah.
And for the world.
And in case any of my children procreate, I'll be able to be the grandmother that's helpful in this way. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Helping all the little people manage difficult emotions, giving them a toolbox. So I like to talk about different ways to ground yourself, and I know that you are a great meditator. You've been meditating for years now.
It has been a long time, yes.
Do you remember me dragging you to mindfulness-based stress reduction for teens?
Yeah, I do. And
How old were you?
I think I was like 14.
Yeah.
And I was having panic attacks, a lot of anxiety issues, and ended up weaning off of all meds. I'm not an anti-med person. Some people really need them. But in my life, I found that getting off of SSRIs and engaging in a super healthy organic lifestyle, practicing meditation consistently really allowed me to be able to do the processing that I needed to do to be a healthy individual. And I know that you obviously have had a similar experience.
Yeah, no, I totally have. But the thing is that it's a practice, right?
Yeah.
It's not a quick fix. And I think Carol Tuttle alluded to that today. All these things are practices. And being a recovering attorney, I'm very skeptical about a lot of things. And so I need the evidence-based data to make me keep a gratitude journal. I mean, I wouldn't keep a gratitude journal if I didn't know incontrovertibly that it makes people happier and that it helps them in their relationships, emotions, their career, everything, just by writing down what brings you joy and what makes you happy. You're going to have a happier brain.
Right. What I think is really important about the work you're doing is people need to see that there is real science. There's real evidence behind the work that is being practiced in mindfulness.
Right.
And a lot of people view it as kind of this woo-woo spiritual thing, but there are real results.
Absolutely. There's so many scientific studies that have been done on MBSR because it's a 40-year-old curriculum, mindfulness-based stress reduction, and then all those other mindfulness-based interventions that came on and built on that platform, they're all being studied. So Mindful Self-Compassion, the curriculum that I'm a teacher of, there's a lot of evidence-based efficacy studies that have been done that are amazing. And if people had the bandwidth to actually sign up for an 8-week class that's 2 hours and 45 minutes, I would still be teaching it by the book. The reason that I ended up synthesizing it was I want to give people tools, and most people don't have 8 weeks. Yeah. And they're not going to be in town for 8 weeks in a row. And they don't want to make that commitment in time and in finances, which is why I've kind of broken it down, mashed it up, mushed things together. Plus, there's so much good work. Like, maybe I'll take some Carol Tuttle stuff and fold it in. I have no idea whether I will. I'd have to really look at her curriculum, but I was able to take Brené Brown's and fold it in, and Rick Hansen's and fold it in. So internal family systems, dealing with your inner critic and fold it in. So synthesizing it has been a real great joy for me.
Yeah, and you offer a lot of that information with your personal anecdotes in your book.
Thank you. And the book didn't completely upset you, did it?
You know, I mean, I can separate from my ego. That's part of the work too. I can separate from my ego and appreciate that you were able to take traumatic experiences. You know, we're all human, so we all make mistakes growing up. That's how you learn how to be a good human adult.
Yes, and you are a great human adult.
Thank you. I try. And so, no, it didn't upset me.
So what Kara's talking about is I wrote this book called Life Falls Apart, But You Don't Have To, Mindful Methods for Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos. And it's really kind of developed legs. People are really enjoying it. But it's a book that is part memoir and part how-to. So there's stories and then prescriptive, stories and then prescriptive. And some of the stories are the stories of my life and my kids' lives and my parenting and their mistakes and how poorly I handled things and what I would have done differently. And some of them are other kids, other family stories. You know, I spared my kids sometimes. And I also got their permission for some of the stories. Oh, actually, I got their permission for all of the stories that I actually named them in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If it's for the greater good of humanity, go for it.
That's what your sister said about the couple stories I used of hers.
not the most flattering perspective, but that's okay.
But look how great all you kids are doing. 24, 24, and 28. And they all came out the other end. And I walked through fire and lived through it because I built a Teflon suit with these tools.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. I want to hear a little bit more of your music. Can we do that? I'm biased, but I could listen to your music all day and all night.
Oh, thank you.
And I think I want to see whether I'm doing this retreat in the fall that I got invited to teach at this retreat. And it's really interesting how this happened. It was a person that was at the Ship of the Woods retreat last January that knows these people and recommended me and said that and it was a man. That he had like an unbelievably transformative experience at the Gray Matter retreat that I ran for SHIP. And could they possibly, even though he can't be at this retreat because it's only women. So this is a retreat called Camp Mountain High Women's Weekend. It's literally a camp for grown-up women, okay? And it's 3 days. And it's women, over 100 women, right? That's a lot of estrogen in one place.
A lot of ladies.
It's a lot of ladies. From ages 20 all the way up through ages 80, and they have a Shabbat weekend. And what's interesting is, because I'm, you know, I was born and raised Jewish, but I'm incredibly secular, right? So what's interesting is they have people that are just curious about Judaism that show up that aren't Jewish, and they have people that are Orthodox that show up, which is the most observant flavor of our religion, and somehow they're tolerant that it's not Orthodox. So it's just this pluralistic, you know, cool weekend of Kumbaya, basically, where there's yoga. I'm going to be teaching two meditation workshops, and I'm also going to be teaching guided meditation in the morning there. So I'm really excited about it. It's October. It's the last weekend of October, 25th, 26th, and 27th, and they have a Facebook group. There's hiking and games and crafts and a ropes course, and it's in the San Bernardino Mountains, Angeles Oaks National Park, 20 miles from Big Bear. So it should be very cool. If people want to find out about it, they can go to the Camp Mountain High Women's Group on Women's Weekend Group on Facebook. Would you come?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah, I went to Camp Mountain High as a kid in Hebrew school.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for being on the air with
Thanks
me
for
and being
me.
In the studio with me. I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Thanks. Oh yeah. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Ken, I hope I did you proud. Have a good one, peeps.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Truth will come.